Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Proverbs 13, 11. I really enjoy studying doctrine. And one of the reasons that I love to study doctrine is that the doctrine of the Bible is the same as it is here, anywhere else it is in the world. People say, you know, about doctrinal things, they'll say, well, that's just your interpretation and so forth and so on. But the truth of the matter is, when you really think about it, God's doctrine is just one way. In other words, there are people that discuss the rapture, and they want to know whether the rapture takes place before the tribulation, during the middle of the tribulation, at the end of the tribulation, before the wrath, or not at all. The truth of the matter is, one of those is right and the rest are wrong. And it's interesting to study because I believe that God would have us to know what's right. But, you know, I also like practical studies. And that's one of the things that I've really been enjoying about this study in the book of Proverbs, is that everything we've studied is so practical. It is so wise. It's so necessary for our day-to-day living and for our, you know, just getting along, sometimes with each other, sometimes with God, sometimes with our family, sometimes with things that we do. Here's one that helps us get along with things that we do. Proverbs 13:11 says, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. That's what it says. But he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Now, this is a very good verse of scripture because it will help us to understand specifically, very specifically, what God wants us to do and how we should do it when it concerns our finances, when it concerns our businesses, when it concerns our households and things like that. Now, here's the trouble in this particular verse. The trouble here is that money comes to you for which you do not have to work. Wealth gotten by vanity. It's money that comes to you for which you do not have to work. It's easy money. And in that case, he said, that wealth is going to be diminished. Now, before we finish the broadcast, we'll also talk about the second part, which says, he that gathereth by labor shall increase. The idea is then, in case you wanted to know what the vanity is, the case is that in the first place, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished compared to he that gathereth by labor shall increase. It shows you that vanity is, wealth gotten by vanity is gotten in the absence of labor. Don't have to work for it. A good verse of scripture that goes along with this is Proverbs chapter 28, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. There's that vanity again. He that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Now, when you think about that, you say, following after vain persons. Have you ever heard that expression, trying to keep up with the Joneses? That's what happens to people. They want to keep up with the Joneses. They want to keep up with the social crowd. They compare themselves among themselves. They follow after vain persons. And you know what he says comes? Poverty. Poverty. You see, the guy that tills his land in Proverbs 28:19, he is not the least bit concerned about what other people think about his occupation, nor what kind of truck he drives, nor what kind of clothes he wears, nor what kind of roof he has over his head. That fella is interested in working that ground so that it will produce enough food to feed his family and perhaps enough to feed his animals and enough that he can sell to buy some other things. That's what he's interested in. And if you don't like the way he looks or talks or acts or walks or drives, tough apples. He's not concerned about that. But other people are, and they follow after vain persons, people who are concerned about the way you look, the way you talk, the way you dress, the type of house in which you live, the type of car that you drive. And when people are concerned about that, you know what's going to happen to them? They're going to be poor folks before long. Now, in the particular case that we're dealing with here, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. You know what? There's a couple of ways that a man can get some easy money and find himself in a diminished condition. One of the ways is he can borrow it. My daughter just graduated from college, and now she's working, gainfully employed. She entered into her employment without debt. That's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful to be able to do that, okay? But you know what she said? She said that she had a lot of friends of hers, acquaintances of hers, from school, who got out of school with a heavy amount of debt. And I'm not talking about student loan debt, nor am I talking about a debt to buy a car. They got out of school with huge credit card debt. I think one person that she mentioned had $30,000 in credit card indebtedness. Now, I don't know about you, but the interest rate on credit cards is usually very high. Now, what does this person that has all that credit card debt have to show for what he or she spent that money on? Nothing. Borrowed money. Borrowed money with nothing to show for it. Borrowed money is wealth until you got to pay it back. And then you know what happens? The fellow or the girl finds himself in a diminished condition financially. I'm telling you what, money is easy to borrow, hard to pay back. And it's an amazing thing what it'll do to you when you have to start paying it back. Years and years ago, I got into the same situation. You know, you'd go out to eat, put it on a credit card, pay it whenever, make the minimums. And man, I'm telling you what, you really, really got to work to get that stuff paid off. And I did in very short order, but the point is, I didn't realize the hole that I was digging for myself, and thank God it wasn't very much money. But the symptom was there. It was vanity, and it was diminished. I had nothing to show for all of that debt. All right, that's one way to get it. Another way to get it is to spend money you do have. You see, borrowed money is spending money you don't have to keep up with the Joneses. That's money you got from somebody else. Or the other problem is spending money that you do have keeping up with the Joneses. Running around with vain persons, it leads to poverty. I've seen it. I spent 15 years in the banking business. I've also been around another social type of atmospheres because of being in the banking business. And you know what you'll find? You'll find people that ended up with some money, easy money, money that they had given to them mostly. And it just evaporates because they've got to do all the fancy things. They've got to drive a fancy car, got to live in a fancy house, go to the fancy restaurants, wear the fancy clothes, make all the social gatherings. We've got friends of ours that live in the big city. And when they go out, they go to these charitable balls and charity balls, and they go to these social gatherings and these functions. And our friends are in the banking business, even still these days. And they said, you just cannot believe how many people are considered celebrities in our city that make all the big balls and all the big functions, who are absolutely buried financially because they've been running in these big circles. You know what that is? Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. Now, the worst case is the lottery. That's the worst case. That's the situation where somebody bought a little bit, paid a little bit to buy a ticket or two, and drew the big bucks, and ended up with, you know, a million or 2 million or 25 million or whatever it is, 100 million coming in. I mean, just big, big time money. Big money. Real quick. Now, that's wealth gotten by vanity. They didn't have to work for that wealth. All they did is bought a dollar ticket or a $5 ticket or whatever it cost and just plain old hit the jackpot doing nothing. Now, you know, when a person does that, you would think they would be set up for life. I do know personally one lottery winner who is. He was a very disciplined young man in his own business, worked for himself, independent contractor, won a lottery, and very, very wisely he has invested that money and prevented himself from being able to just throw it all away. But you know how many men are like that? He's the only one I know. Most lottery winners blow it all. Now, I didn't do any specific research to come up with all the fancy illustrations. I think you probably know somebody, but we've heard of them. People buy vacation homes, buy a nice home for their parents, buy a boat, take a fancy vacation, get a fancy car, pay off debt, and the next thing you know, within about 5 years, they are absolutely busted. Divorced, mad, bankrupt. It's just incredible. You would think with the kind of money that they had won that they would absolutely be set for life, and they're not. You know what the problem is? They're busted. You say, how in the world did they get into shape like that? They got into shape like that because they played the lottery and won their wealth by vanity. And you know what happened? Diminished. Diminished. All gone. All gone. Gone to the creditors. Gone to the mortgage companies. Gone to the vacation homes. Gone to the brokers. Just gone. It's a sad thing, a very sad thing, what happens to people when they don't believe the Bible. Now, listen, I come here and I read Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11, and it says here, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. And you know what I see in there? Don't bother gambling. Don't bother going to the store to buy a lottery ticket. You won't have that money 5 years from now, no matter how much you win. They say about people that are lottery winners, having piles of cash only compounds the problems. Foolishness, greed, dashed dreams. You know what happens? Rather than having a dream, they have a nightmare. Here's one guy. Won the lottery 2 times. In 2 consecutive years. The total, $5.4 million. All of it is gone. And the winner now lives in a trailer. What happened? Well, some people came looking for money because they found out he was a big winner. Gambled away a bunch of it. Here's a guy that was a lottery winner. He won $16.2 million in 1988. Today, he lives on Social Security and food stamps. $16.2 million. He spent time in jail, and by the time it was all done, he was $1 million in debt. Here's one that won $4.2 million in 1993. Now, she is indebted to a company that lent her money on the winnings. In other words, they use the winnings as collateral. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable. Here's another one. He won $1 million in the lottery. Within 5 years, he had filed for bankruptcy. It's terrible. But you know why it happens? It happens because the Lord said so. The Lord said, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. And when the Lord says a thing is going to happen a certain way, you can do everything you want to do to go contrary to what the Lord said. It will not happen. It's going to go the way the Lord said it. I gave you several examples. I could give you more. You say, what is that all about? Well, look in Proverbs 13:7. Proverbs 13:7. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. That's true. Proverbs 28, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 22. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. People that get rich quick like that don't know how to handle the money when they get it. And because they hasted to be rich, they have an evil eye. They wouldn't admit that to you, but they do. They might after they've crashed and burned. And they do not consider, when they get all that wealth, that poverty is going to come upon them. God said that it will. God said that the wealth will be diminished. Proverbs 21, verse 17. What happens? Well, you get all this money and you decide you want to enjoy life now. That's the thing. I've got some money. I want to enjoy life now. I want to have it easy. I want to be able to enjoy my life and my lifestyle. You know what Proverbs 21, 17 says? He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. Why? Because it costs money to live in that kind of pleasure. And by the time you spent that money on that pleasure, you have absolutely nothing to show for it. So the worst case of wealth gotten by vanity is the lottery. And frankly, if you're a lottery player, if I were you after hearing this message, I would never buy another lottery ticket, not a day in my life. I've never bought one, and I'm not going to. You know why? I don't want to be a poor man. You say, yeah, but if you win, you'll be a rich man. That's what the world says. But that's not what God says. God says you get that kind of money and you're going to be a poor man. And I don't want to be a poor man. I'm not going to get sucked into a deal like that to raise money for the state. That's what you're doing, is throwing money at the state in lieu of taxes. It's foolishness. Absolute stupidity. Dumb. Now, the second way to get a bunch of wealth by vanity is an inheritance. Now, you know what? Wealth and riches are from a father's inheritance. It's not the worst thing that could ever happen to you, okay? But you know what? Several of the rich men have been quoted as saying things like, I'm not going to give my children very much money because I don't want to destroy their ambition and drive to succeed. I'm afraid they'll do better if I don't give them the money than if I do. Another man said, I'm not going to give my children that money because all they'll do is blow it. Another man said, I'm not going to give them that money. I don't want to destroy their lives. But a lot of people do, and that kind of money is money that you didn't have to work for. Kind of a vanity, in a sense. And you know what he said? It's going to be diminished. Well, why? Well, look in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21, and you'll see why. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. That's Solomon. You get it hastily at the beginning, the end thereof shall not be blessed. What does it take to handle that kind of wealth? Ecclesiastes 7:11 tells you. Ecclesiastes 7:11 says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. In other words, just the idea that you can get an inheritance and let it and sit on it and do whatever you want to with it, it will evaporate, it will vaporize. You know what? You got to work that thing. And I know a lot about that. Our family is still part of an old family partnership. And you have to stay right on top of those things in your generation, or else it will fizzle away. How many families do you know of, or you could do some research and find out about, who by the time ranching and stuff like that gets into the third and fourth generation, it's all been sold and divvied up amongst the partners, and the original inheritance is now gone. I know lots like that. One family, the monthly income was astronomical. I mean, five or six figures a month. It was just incredible. And I think there were three or four kids that divvied this stuff up, and you know what happened? They started spending the money on themselves. And there's not a one of them today that has a dime of it left. It is all gone. It evaporated. Why? It was gotten by vanity. You see, when you don't have to work for it, it doesn't mean anything to you. You don't realize what a struggle it is to get it. I know a guy that inherited wealth from his family to the tune of $50 million. And it took him about 7 years, maybe 8 years, to go through the whole wad. What did he do? Spent it on himself. boats, airplanes, hunting trips, fishing trips, friends, any kind of way. Sometimes they don't spend it on themselves. Sometimes they spend it on unwise investments. I know a fellow that inherited a bunch of money, didn't cost him anything to get it. And you know what he did? He made some investments, followed the advice of a broker. They went one way and the market went another. That's what basically what happened. Wiped out about three-fourths of his inheritance. What is that? That's people that don't know what it took for the ancestors to make it in the first place. In Proverbs chapter 27, verses 23 and 24, the Bible says, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herds, for riches are not forever. And doth the crown endure to every generation?" No, it's not automatic. You got to stay on top of it, because riches are not forever. You got to work it. That Bible says in our text, "He that gathers by labor shall increase." And I've watched it. I'm thinking of two families right now. They're in their fourth generation of operating in the business as a family. And in both cases, they have hired and worked with very, very key people in order to expand those businesses and to run those businesses very, very well. They didn't just sit on it and say, "Wow, that thing is generating some cash. Let's get the money, run, and spend it." They are working. They are diligently finding new ways to expand the business, to manage the business, to control the business, to examine the business, every kind of thing, in order to be able to do as much as their ancestors did to keep that thing going. Why? "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." It takes work. It takes a lot of work. You have to put forth just as much effort to make it grow as the ancestors did to get it to you in the first place. Remember when the Lord gave the parable about the talents, and this guy gave five and two and one to his servants, and then he left and came back? The one that had been given five talents made five more, and the one that had been given two talents made two more. The one that had been given one didn't do anything with it, just sat on it. Just sat on it. Why? He wouldn't work it. And if it's going to survive, it has to be worked. It has to be, there has to be labor. There has to be study. There has to be effort. Okay, he says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished." And you watch that next generation, man. They can go through that stuff like water, spending on themselves, spending on unwise investments. They can also spend it on the poor. You say, "In what respect?" Well, the most obvious way is to pay the inheritance tax. Look at Proverbs chapter 28, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 8. Now, part of this doesn't apply. It says, "He that by usury," that's interest, "and unjust gain." Well, you don't have to break the law. "He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor." And how many times that money gone to the government, and the government has put it into social programs? "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished." Here's a guy that's getting ready to get a windfall because an ancestor has died, and he's getting ready to have it all dumped into his lap. Not until the government takes about, 40 or 50% of it. There's a big part of it. You know what else will make it vaporize? It'll be in estate planning. It'll be given away in charitable lead trusts, in scholarships, in charities, in foundations, because these folks pity the poor. It doesn't get down to the next generation. The folks that made it know they can't pass it down without the inheritance tax. They know you're liable to blow it anyway. They can't control it once they're gone, and they can't take it with them, so they just give it away to them that pity the poor. Sometimes there are people that inherit money, and they don't feel like they are entitled to it because to them, it was just a big old load that was dumped on them, and there are poor people all around them who have nothing, and they feel so guilty about the money they've gotten that they just give it away. Bunches of it. "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished." You got to work it. You know why? Because when you work for it, you're a lot less likely to just throw it away. "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." You work for it. You know what kind of sweat and toil it took to get it. You're not going to throw it away. The Bible says in all labor there is profit, and the profit comes from the fact that you've broken your back to get it done, but also it comes from the fact that in laboring that thing, you're going to hang on to some of it. Now, you know you can't hang on to it forever. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 15 tells you you can't. As he came forth out of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. So what are you to do about it? Well, work hard, save some money, spend the money on what you need, enjoy it a little bit, make sure you give plenty to the Lord, and then what? And then in all of that, do not get so fired up about the money that you neglect your own soul. It's not easy to make money when you work by labor, but I'll tell you what, it is easy to get caught up in the labor and forget about God. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16, the Lord spake a parable unto his disciples. He said, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? He said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns, build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Now there's a guy that worked hard to make it. He had profit in his labor. But you know what he did? He said, I'm going to take it easy now. Verse 20, God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. In all of this you're doing, to acquire your wealth, to hang on to it, to recognize that wealth by vanity is diminished, do not neglect your soul, whatever you do, be more concerned for your soul and more concerned for the Lord's work than you are for the amount of possessions that you possess and accumulate and the amount of money that you can spend. You hear me? Because wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. But he that gathereth by labor shall increase, and in gathering do not neglect your soul.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you. Oh!